Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who's screaming from the rooftops for the big banks to help out America's small businesses, the Robin Hood of small business.
Now, don't be sore at the banks. How? We fired our CEO and he barely got out with $50 million.
That poor man, is he okay?
Well, as okay as you can be in the north of France.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for staying with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you. We got our good friend Mike Stewart back on the show. Mike is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, one of the top salesmanship experts on the planet, the president of Stewart & Stewart, author of Close More Sales, and our good friend Mike Stewart. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim. Good to be here.
It's good to have you back.
Always, buddy.
I was on television a while back on Fox Business one morning, and the lady asked me, what's the most important thing that small business owners need right now? Mm-hmm. And I know she was hoping that I would give her some breaking news, right?
Right.
But I wasn't able to help her out. You know what I told her? I said, we need more sales.
Yep. Exactly
this,
right.
This was about, I guess this was maybe a year ago. I've forgotten, but it was at a time when we were in the throes of the recession. I just said we need more sales, and it was sometimes the simple answer is the best, and that's how I felt about it. What do you think?
I agree 100% with that. The climate's changed somewhat. I guess,
yeah.
With the recession and everything that's going on, and we keep hearing about a jobless recovery.
Yeah, we got one.
Yeah, whatever that means.
The mother of all, the second one in 10 years, by the way.
Yeah, and so people, I think we're seeing that people want to influence. They're better prepared. Buyers are better prepared than they've been in the past. I think they want to control the environment probably more than they ever have.
Well, Mike, I think they're in control.
Well, always have been.
Well, but they're more so than ever because, I've been talking about something called the age of the customer.
Okay.
Where, when you and I were coming up as young pups in the marketplace, mm-hmm. we were the customer's internet. We brought them the information they needed, and they were looking forward to hearing from us because we had the information they needed.
Exactly.
And now, most times, people go to a store, they know more than the salesperson does already because they've gone online to do a little research.
That's exactly right.
So that part of the thing, they've always had the buying decision. Now they have the information.
Yep.
And now, because they can read about it online, they can see how you've been doing with past customers.
Yes,
so that's,
they can. And
what I mean by the age of the customer. The customer doesn't just want to be in control. The customer is in control. So my question to you is, in the age of the customer, how does a small business maintain some relevancy? How do we, if they don't need us for all this other stuff, then that means that we could be irrelevant, especially if we have a storefront.
Well, yeah, but they need what we're selling.
Yeah, but they can get that other places, Mike.
That's correct.
So how do we compel them to stay with us?
Well, I think that one of the main things is treat them like customers. Treat them like they're intelligent buyers, which they are.
Mm-hmm.
Make them feel welcome. Make them feel like they're buying rather than we're selling.
Right. That's a simple statement, folks. But what Mike just said is very important, isn't it, Mike?
I think it is. I thought you were going to say profound.
I think it is profound. But it's profound in its simplicity. But no, I mean, people might be saying, well, duh. And yeah, it is kind of a duh, but that's not how a lot of companies treat their customers.
That's right. That's not the way salespeople used to be trained. They were trained to be in control of the transaction.
Mm-hmm.
And that means different things to different people. And if you think about yourself as a customer rather than as a salesperson, and an exercise that we use a lot is this. Just think about the last major purchase that you made. And often it's an automobile.
Mm-hmm.
And, there was one person there beside you, it was you, and there was a salesperson. And the question that I always ask is this: who did you believe most? Did you believe yourself more, or did you believe what the salesperson was telling you? And the answer almost, the answer always is, you believe yourself more than you believe the salesperson.
Now, there was a time, and that, but that's becoming more and more true, because there was a time when you didn't know enough about certain products to believe in your, to believe yourself. And so the other person had the control.
Well, that's true.
But now those days are gone, aren't they?
Well, yes, and yes, they are.
And we're going to talk some more about this with Mike Stewart right after these messages. Stewart, that's Stewart. Mike, Close More Sales is his book. He and I will be right back. I promise. 20 Tales. Stay with us. She was a Welcome back. It's 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Little ZZ Top bringing this back. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and that's our website, too, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Thank you for going there. Thank you for using it. You got 5 seconds, 15 minutes, anywhere in between on any topic under the small business sun. We got something that you can do. Listen, read, ask questions. Check out our Brain Trust members. Subscribe to my newsletter. Check out my blog. Lots of stuff there. smallbusinessadvocate.com. And if you're on Twitter and you would like to follow me there, I'm at Jim Blasingame. Mike Stewart is our guest, our good friend, longtime member of our Brain Trust, more than 11 years as a member of our Brain Trust. His book is called Close More Sales, and we're talking about getting that very thing done, how to close more sales. And so, Mike, we're talking about with the customer now completely in control. And one of the things I say to folks, Mike, is the customer is now in control of the relationship. Get over it.
Well, I agree with that.
And so you're trying to help us maintain the relevance that we have. And one of the things that we need to have for them to continue to come back to us when they now have everything they need to make a decision, pretty much, it's just a matter of where do they want to bestow their business. And I think, Mike, and I'd like to, your thoughts on this, how do you, and see how you weave this into training salespeople, I think that a big part of what's going to get people to come back and do business with you when they don't have to is the experience that they have with you. What do you think about that?
Yeah, and we call that, we say that people buy for two reasons. Number one, they need to satisfy an expressed need. If you're selling washing machines and somebody comes in to buy a washing machine, then that's the express need. But the ultimate decision is made and the ultimate experience is created and maintained and nurtured when they satisfy their manifest need. And
explain what you mean by that.
Emotional need, their emotional need.
How do they feel? That's what I call what they want.
Yeah, that's okay.
They need a washing machine,
yeah,
but they want to buy it from somebody they can connect with.
Yeah, and I've stayed
Do you call that the manifest?
Because old-time selling used to say we need to convert needs into wants, and that's okay. Yeah. But they need what they need, and they're going to get that somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, how do they feel? The question is this, that they ask themselves, and it may be subconsciously, but will I be okay if I buy here, if I buy from you? You know, will I be okay? Will I feel good about it? And it's the same thing. And you know how
is it part of? You call it the manifest, right?
Well, yeah. Or you call it emotional.
I like your term. But isn't a huge component of that trust?
Oh yeah, yeah. It's a lot of different things, and but it's really trust and confidence more than it is anything else. Liking is important, but that used to be the main thing, but it isn't anymore.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I have experience all the time where salespeople have a major customer, and, you know, the customer doesn't necessarily, they're not crazy about it. They're not in love with them, but they trust them.
Yeah.
And they believe in them and have confidence.
And it's anticipating the ability to trust people. Isn't that important? For example, if you and I are going to take our time to drive across town and to go into a store or even if we're not driving across town, just to pull in, we want to feel that there's some level of trust that they're going to have what we need and that they're going to take care of what we want.
Yes, and we want them to come back.
And that's before they ever show up. I mean,
we have to
convey that in to them the last time they were there.
Well, yeah, or if we've never met them before.
Right. Somehow.
Or the last time they were there, they may have worked with another salesperson.
Or if they've never been there, that's where the marketing language comes in.
Well, yeah, and let me share with you how we have taught this from day one. You know, there's several parts to the sales process, and the heart of the sale is discovery. That's where we allow the customer to tell us what they want, and we gauge the customer based on how they act, how they behave, what their body language is, what their behavioral style is. But we listen very carefully to what they're telling us. And, you know, if you go back to what I said about the last time you made a major purchase, mm-hmm. who did you believe most? And even back when you were misinformed or uninformed, you still believed yourself and your own feelings and your own thoughts more than what that salesperson was telling you.
Right.
And that's very true today, maybe more true
today. It's more true today
than it ever was. Yeah.
It's more true today, Jim, I mean Mike, because there was a time when companies could manipulate the buying public with their marketing, with the products that they offered, with the way they sold them. Yeah. You could manipulate them to some degree. Today, people don't allow themselves to be manipulated.
Not as much as they did.
And
I agree with that, but it all, regardless of the marketing and all the hype and everything else, what it comes down to is that at the point of sale and at the point of decision, and the person's going to believe what they're feeling more than the hype and everything else. And so a good, experienced, successful salesperson is going to ask the right questions. And the reason is this, that people believe most that which they experience for themselves.
Say that again.
People believe most that which they experience for themselves.
That'll be on the test, folks. Go ahead, Mike.
Therefore, the essence of selling is facilitating the power and the process of self-discovery.
And so
we help them to discover what their feelings are, mm-hmm. what they really want, what features they really want.
If you're the one who gives them that, then that's how you differentiate yourself.
Yeah, and it's deeper than that.
Hold on to that thought, Mike. I'm gonna let you finish that up when we come back after these messages. Folks, this is going to be on the test. Be sure you wrote that down. 10 tails. Stay with us. Welcome back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for staying with me. Mike Stewart is our guest, our good friend, the author of Close More Sales. Mike, we need to know how to get you online. How do we find you?
You can find me at Stewart Sales Dynamics, StewartSalesDynamics.com.
Dynamics with an S.com, and they can find your book there?
Absolutely.
And
some other stuff.
The programs you offer to your clients?
Yes, and there are lots of free resources.
Yeah, check it out, folks. Lots of good stuff. Mike's one of the best that I've ever met. Mike, you were wrapping up a thought. We were talking about your thoughts on salesmanship this time. You know, especially for right now in what I'm calling the age of the customer, mm-hmm. and you were just giving us some really good stuff.
Yeah, it's really important. People do believe most that which they experience for themselves. And the essence of selling is facilitating the power and the process of self-discovery. Help them discover how they feel simply by asking questions.
Mm-hmm.
And lots of people are afraid to ask meaningful questions because they're afraid that the customer is going to say no, or the customer is going to give them information that they don't want to hear. Well, you know, the sooner you get the information you don't want to hear, the better off you are, because the quicker you can either decide this customer is not here to buy from me, they're just tire kicking, and they're making a decision, and so you can move on too. And that's a different take on sales. But it really is the age of the customer, and that is really recognizing that the customer is in control. And one thing I noticed early on in my career, Jim, is that when you have the answers to questions that people have, they see you as the solution to their problem.
Right.
And I never knew exactly why that was, but we built it into our training and it worked. And then when it came time to sit down and write about it, I had to have some reasons. So mm-hmm. I went to a couple of good friends of mine who are PhDs, and they said, you know, this is a phenomenon that truly, if you have people help people find the answers, they see you as the solution to the problem. And one person said, you know, it's like you're in a house of mirrors, and you're reflecting back to
right.
them their answers, and they seem to be coming from you.
And let me point out a way that I think you might find this out in the marketplace. You and I both agree that customers already know. Many times we go into a business, we already know as much or more about the product than the salesperson does.
And we think we know what we want.
Well, that's the difference. There are four different variations of this product. I may know what the product does, but I might not. I probably don't know which one of those four I need.
You sure don't know which one of the four the customer has in mind.
And so if the salesperson helps you find the one that's best for you, in fact, even shows you how you might have been mistaken about what you thought you should get, and that's expensive one or something like that, if they can be honest with you, they can build some trust with you, then you're going to come back.
Well, that's exactly right. And
that's,
you can also,
that's an area that where we can break through and differentiate ourselves in the age of the customer.
That's exactly right. But we can also sell from that point.
You can't. But it might be the next time.
Well, yeah, but it might,
Be today.
Yeah, but it might be today. And so, you know, good questions. And instead of saying, well, let me show you this other model, it's got A, B, and C, you just ask, you know, if we had a model like this that had A, B, and C on it on a scale of 1 to 10, how important would that
mm-hmm.
be? And they may say, you know, it's a 1, I don't care. Okay, that's fine. And instead of pounding them with it, let them sell themselves. And that's the benefit of questions. That's
right.
The benefit of discovery.
Especially when you ask the questions the right way.
Exactly.
Like you just did, which is what we used to call non-directed probes.
Okay.
Which is the interrogatives. Who, what, when,
yeah.
where, how. And don't ask a directed probe. That
open-end.
Yeah, open-ended questions. That's the exact same thing. Ask it like that so they give you an answer, not just yes or no.
But then at some point you want to use direct questions.
Right.
Because that confirms how they're feeling. And they're mm-hmm. like, this is all covered in one section of our book.
Mm-hmm.
And I forget how many chapters are on this, but there's several. And the details are in there about how to ask these.
And folks, these are the ways, as we started out talking, as we started out with Mike, the key to your success today in getting that sales, as we talked about, as Mike says in his book, Close More Sales, the key is to differentiate your company and yourself in the customer. Hey, Mike, thanks for being here. Great job today. Brought us up.
Jim, it's always
a lot of good
thanks.
Stuff. We'll see you next time. Mike Stewart, ladies and gentlemen, he'll be back. I will be too after the news. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.